How's it going? Did you guys miss me? I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Well, we started preliminary preparations today for Chicago. It's a great rivalry between the Bears and the Vikings. It's a lot of history and a lot of tradition. It'd be fun to get out in the weather again and play today. Obviously, it was a little too rough for us to go out. We're working on getting a heated field, some things, but it's still on the boat coming over from Europe, so they didn't expect the snow quite this soon, but we'll get it. I know regarding Adrian, we've put out a press release, and we support him. But the whole thing is out of our hands, and so I respect the questions that I'm sure you're going to ask, but I'm going to stick to that statement. So go for it.
Are you worried about the Peterson thing becoming a distraction if this lingers on? Is he going to return? Is he not going to return, et cetera?
More than distractions that we've had this season? No. You know, this team has been pretty resilient, pretty focused on everything that we've done to this point. We're gonna continue to prepare, just like we always have. We're gonna continue to work, and you know, when it comes time to make those decisions, then we'll make those.
You guys, a timetable of when they might make a decision?
No.
What do you talk about preparing? Do you just prepare as if he's not gonna be there until you're here? Otherwise, do you have two different?
Correct. We just prepare like he's not gonna be here till we hear differently.
Is in Vikings' hands, are you operating on the assumption that he will play or rejoin the team immediately at that point?
Well, I'm not going to deal with the hypotheticals of what the NFL says or the league says. It's regarding the regulations, and when those decisions are made, then we can make decisions. Till then, really, our hands are tied. There's really nothing we can do about it. It's other than you know, what I've said all along. We love the kid. He's done everything I've asked him to do, and we support him, and you know, we want him to get through this for him, and then we'll worry about all the other things we have to deal with at that point in time.
How did you spend your bye week? I know you said you might watch some film in front of a fireplace or something like that. Did you accomplish that?
I did do that. I watched my iPad in front of the wood-burning stove in my barn. Quite a bit of it, yeah. Did a little bit of hunting and just got away a little bit.
What did you see from these guys out on the field? And, you know, obviously, the small window we were there, they looked pretty upbeat and maybe a little bit refreshed. But I know you said last week that you were also kind of worried about them, kind of maybe mental lapses, where times where they've been away, where they've maybe forgotten something.
Yeah, it's actually what I told the team this morning when I met with them. Was I was curious to find out how they were mentally with their techniques, their footwork, their hand placements, their line, the splits, the everything that they did. And actually, I was impressed today, and that's, I don't get impressed much.
Like, some teams have trouble coming out of bias, some teams are very good out of bias. You've been around a long time. What's the difference?
Sometimes it's who you play. Sometimes it's the quarterback. You know, I know it's a stat that a lot of people like to use, coming out of buys and this and that, but usually the good football teams win more than the others, as would be my guess.
Did you watch Chicago last night?
I did.
What did you see?
I thought Green Bay looked really good. You know, they're a good football team, and you know, I watched it like a fan last night. I didn't watch it. I've watched the tape, but I haven't watched last night I was just, I was actually watching the game and watching some of their things on the iPad last night at home.
Evaluation, kind of self-scout during the bye week here, as you were kind of watching?
We did quite a bit, and areas we need to improve on. Different techniques, probably, you know, it's more about refinement now, I think, during this time of the season. You know, making sure that in some cases we don't. I felt like we gave a little bit too much leeway in splits and alignments and things that we're doing, and we need to be a little bit more precise. And so I think that's some of it. It's also evaluating on both sides of the ball what we're doing on third downs, what we're doing in the blitz game on both sides of the ball, the running game on both sides of the ball. I mean, we did a pretty in-depth study.
When you're playing a team that came off a loss like Chicago
did. What happened to your arm?
What's that?
What happened to your arm?
Elbow surgery.
It'll be on the injury report.
Yeah. Not to wait till Wednesday.
Wednesday. It should be released on Wednesday.
Limited.
I don't want to ask how it happened.
Scheduled surgery.
No, I got you. Okay. Sorry.
Procedure.
Yeah. Procedure. Minor procedure.
Upper body.
It was a minor procedure, right?
Yeah.
As long as it's someone else, it's minor.
Right. So when you're playing a team that got beat like Chicago did, is there a concern that they may change things drastically in their next game when you face them and make it harder to scout them?
Well, they've had 9 games of, you know, pretty much what they do. I'm sure they'll change some. They'll look at some of the things they did and change. But, you know, they've been working pretty hard from training camp going forward. And I'm sure they'll be angry when they come out. You know, no one likes to get thumped, just like, you know, we've been thumped a few times too. So, that's what the in-game adjustments are for. When you get things, you start talking about those kind of situations that come up.
What that all?
We've got a bubble that's going out that's going to heat the field, keep it from freezing, and so we can get out there and practice in the weather, and we'll have heaters, like 40 yards of heat. What do you call them? Vents come for the players when they're on the sideline, but the field will be heated so it's not frozen. And the Wilfs had purchased that, and we didn't expect it to be this bad this soon. So,
where is it coming in from?
I did not ask for it, but we talked about it. If we were going to get outside, this is the way we had to do it. Europe. I don't know. Europe. It's on a ship right now. I know it's on a ship.
As possible, given that you play outside.
Depending on who we're playing in the, you know, if it's like it was, if it's blizzarding and coming down hard, then we're probably going here to get practice done. But we want to try to go outside as much as possible when we're playing in these conditions. You know, when I was in Cincinnati, we didn't have an indoor, so we went outside every day, unless it was real bad, and then we bust up to the University of Cincinnati. But, you know, that I want that to be our mindset. I want us to, it doesn't matter what it's like outside, it's time to go. So they're not asking, are we going outside today? Are we going inside? You know, they can assume we're going outside unless I tell them differently.
Look at things. How do you kind of judge where this team is at right now?
Well, we're 4-5. I think we've played better recently. It's so hard to put an evaluation on it just because each game has been so different. The thing I like the most right now at this point in time, if we're looking for positives, is the last 2 ball games, we were able to hang in there in the fourth quarter and win the ball game. And so the resiliency and the tough-minded attitude, things like that, I think that pleased me. So we'll, you know, hopefully we can continue it on. And, our only focus right now is the Bears and what we have to do going forward.
Coach Sam Arnold from NBC in Louisville. I know you've answered this a lot, but we're up here doing a story on Teddy, and I would love to know your thoughts about him as a man off the field and what you see as his future on the field.
Well, good. It's good to have you here. You know, Teddy off the field is the same as he on the field. He's a quality young man who is a terrific person who works extremely hard. His mom raised him great. He's got great family values. He's polite, humble, with a burning desire inside to be good, and not just be a good football player, but I think to be a good person. And I believe his future is extremely bright. He works so hard, and he does so many good things, and he'll continue to do good things.
Give a Kyle Rudolph health update at all?
Practiced a little bit today. So, you know, he ran routes and did a little bit of more than individual. He did stuff, so we're hopeful, but, you know, we'll see as the week goes on.
If you look at the next month, I mean, you've got a team, you have a better record than that you're playing Sunday, then three straight home games. You look at the stretch as the chance for the Vikings to really get back in the playoff race.
I look at each game individually. I don't worry about their records. I don't worry about 3 weeks from now or who we play or where we play. What I look at is how we're playing, how we're practicing, how we're studying, and trying to get our team to understand that these next 7 ball games are why we've worked so hard, that we have to be able to push and be great in this time of the year. You know, all the old college saying, the fans will remember the games in November. So, you know, it's time for us to try to get remembered.
Time for two more.
Pat Devlin wasn't here today. What's the
thing? You guys don't miss a beat. He got hurt in the weight room this morning. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know how bad it is. I mean,
last one.
Good.
Any thoughts just real quick on Orlando Thomas? I don't know how you intersected ever in your career, or if you did.
Yeah, I just remember watching him. You know, I didn't study defensive guys as much, but I know that he played for the Vikings for a long time. I know that he battled a terrible disease. And I know that everybody here and myself and our team, the thoughts go out to him and his family. Okay, thank you.